From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elisa Blyle. Local governments in Missouri are failing when it comes to being open with their citizens. State Auditor Nicole Galloway says her office recently tested how cities and counties respond to Sunshine Law requests, and only 30% fully complied.
37% of local governments failed to acknowledge the request or to respond within the 3-day time period required under the law. Some of those eventually did provide information, even though it was past the deadline, but 16% did not respond at all.
Galloway's office released findings Tuesday from a sampling of more than 4,100 local governments in Missouri. In August, her office sent Sunshine Law requests to more than 300 cities, villages, school districts, and other entities. The report says poor compliance with the Sunshine Law could mean fines, lawsuits, and loss of credibility. The number of confirmed mumps cases at the University of Missouri is growing amid a rise in cases nationwide. As of November 9th, MU had recorded 17 cases since the beginning of the fall semester. Officials say all diagnosed students received the required 2 doses of a vaccine that protects against mumps as well as measles and rubella. MU says it plans to provide an update on the situation each Wednesday. Anyone with symptoms is asked to stay home. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says as of last month, 2,345 mumps cases had been reported nationwide. That's more than twice as many as those in 2015. Other universities have also reported cases, including Harvard. Just 2 months after taking the job, the manager of the Columbia Regional Airport has stepped down. KBIA's Carter Woodiel tells us why the move comes at a tough time for the airport.
Tamara Pitts' resignation comes as the city is working on reconstructing a runway and building a new terminal at the airport, thanks to a voter-approved hotel tax hike. Second Ward City Councilman Michael Trapp said Pitts' resignation was disappointing given the timing, but says he doesn't see it affecting the long-term picture.
I think it's a small bump in the road. I don't think it impacts the plan. Big institutions, you know, aren't dependent upon personalities or people, but we build our systems with some level of redundancy.
It's not clear yet why Pitts resigned. City Human Resources Director Margrace Buckler says the upcoming holiday season could affect the search for Pitts' replacement, since that's typically a difficult time for recruiting. Carter Woodiel, KBIA News.
The University of Missouri has withdrawn recognition of a fraternity for 5 years after violations of several of the school's standards of conduct. The action was announced today against Kappa Alpha and will be effective immediately. This means the fraternity cannot participate in campus activities and will not have access to some university facilities such as auditoriums and meeting rooms. Kappa Alpha must also pay a $1,000 judicial processing fee. Members of the fraternity will still be allowed to continue their academic programs. In early October, the university announced that it was investigating an incident involving excessive alcohol use at Kappa Alpha. At the time, the fraternity was already on probation for another alcohol-related incident earlier in the semester. Members of the NAACP of St. Louis County plan to meet with Ladue school district leaders after an incident on a school bus. White high school students were heard chanting Donald Trump's name on a school bus and suggested that blacks should move to the back of the bus. Today, NAACP member John Gaskin III spoke out on the incident, calling it deeply disturbing. School district spokeswoman Susan Downing says the district not only wants to meet with the NAACP, but hopes to begin a broader discussion on racial diversity. Downing said the incident occurred 2 days after Republican Donald Trump was elected president. The two students were disciplined, but Downing declined to disclose details. I'm Elisa Blyle, KBIA News, Columbia.